As the Mars rover Curiosity does its work on the Red Planet, a family in California has shifted its clock over to Mars time. The Mars day is nearly 40 minutes longer than a day here on Earth, and the entire family of Curiosity's flight director, David O, has time shifted to sync with the day on Mars, including his wife Bryn and their three children, ages 13, 10, and 8. David and Bryn O join me from Pasadena. Welcome to the program.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Melissa.
Now, we are taping this conversation at 10 a.m. Pacific time, but on your clock, on Mars time, what time is it right now?
So our bodies feel like it is about 10 p.m. at night.
We'll be going to bed pretty much as soon as this interview is done.
And if I figured this out right, for about the last 3 weeks, you've added nearly 40 minutes to your clock every day. So you're now just about half a day off, right? You're at the peak of your upside downness in relation to Earth time.
That's right. We passed it just yesterday. We were having lunch at midnight yesterday, and we had lunch at 1 a.m. this morning.
Well, your oldest, your 13-year-old son, Braden, has been keeping a blog with some really great photographs. There's one of you guys going bowling at 4 in the morning. You're pointing to the clock. It's 4 in the morning. And one on the beach where it's just before midnight. So this has to be just an amazing adventure for them, I think.
It is an amazing adventure for them. And I think the biggest reason that we wanted to bring the whole family together on this is because they're joining in the adventure of exploring Mars. It gives them the feeling that they're part of the great adventure that we have as we drive a rover around on Mars.
Bryn, what's the high point been for you?
My children have experienced several firsts while we have been on Mars time. Included in those is my little one did not know how to ride a two-wheeled bicycle when we started, and he has learned in the middle of the night in empty parking lots. And that's been a highlight for him in particular. He's had a great time biking around at 3 o'clock in the morning. My children saw their first shooting star. We were able to stay up and watch the Perseid meteor shower. We've just had a lot of fun.
I also learned from your son Braden's blog that you guys have come up with a whole new language around these new days that you have.
Yes, we have found that there are words that don't exist in the English language that we have needed to use. So, for example, we're going to go to sleep this afternoon. When we wake up tonight, it will be a new sol. That's the word that they use to describe a Martian day. So it will be a new sol for us tonight. When we refer to having this interview this morning, it will be yestersol for us. We talk about having a play date, solmorrow night, which for you would be tomorrow morning.
Sol, SOL, meaning sun.
That's actually a technical term. It's the term that the Mars rover team uses to refer to one Martian day.
Okay, so this is working great, it sounds like so far, but what happens when the kids go back to school?
The kids will go back to school next week. They will still be on Mars time, though their schedule will have moved enough that they can easily go back to school. They will be just going to bed several hours earlier than the other children. They will probably be doing their homework in the morning.
You're going to keep them on Mars time?
Once the kids line up with a regular Earth day, they will stay there.
They're going to stay
So
back on Earth time.
right. When they're going to school, they'll be on Earth time.
Well, David and Bryn, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you. It was good speaking with you.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's David and Bryn O in Pasadena. David is the flight director for the Mars rover Curiosity, and their entire family has shifted over to Mars time.